Hello and welcome to another episode of Four Times in a Podcast. We're recording probably just an hour after the game. A tight game, we've lost 1-0 to Rangers. I'll just get right into it. Darren, what's your kind of overall thoughts on the game itself? Maybe a game or two half?
I don't know. And a lot of people made out that we were really good in the first half. I don't know if I completely agree with that. I thought it was a very tight game. I thought both sides lacked a lot of quality today, and for the game to go to 1-0 to either side, as the further it went on, you could tell there wasn't going to be many goals, despite what a few had predicted. First half, I thought we were fine. I don't think we've played anywhere near as good as we have been playing. Obviously, that's going to happen when you're up against slightly better opposition than we've been playing. Hudson Edward misses a great, great, great chance. There's literally no sort of logic for no scoring for it. I know it comes off his heel, but it's just really poor. It's the sort of chances you need to take in these games. No, we lined up. We weren't sure if Juranovic would get the call at left-back, and he did. It was, I thought, a very assured performance from him. I thought the midfield was pretty poor again. I thought McGregor was left to do it all on his own. Christie was just sort of back to what he had been like last season. I thought his decision-making was terrible again. I thought it was quite ironic that later on in the game he was criticising Kyogo's decision-making. Tumble as well, I thought, was sort of missing in action again. All he really contributed was his yellow card, but he didn't really deliver much. I thought the few chances at set pieces it had, I thought his delivery was rank rotten. And it's a tough one because you're looking at guys like Turnbull and Christie and that now, and they don't seem to turn up in these games. And it's something that's really going to need worked on as the season goes on if we are to get the league back. But I thought we started the second half pretty poorly, and Rangers were quite on top. And I thought we're big enough. Like last season, one of our biggest criticisms of Neil Lennon was not knowing how he changed a game and holding off making substitutions. Well, today Ange made the exact same decision when he waited until we conceded to bring Soro and Rogic on. I thought we were getting overrun in the midfield, and I don't know what he was expecting, that Rangers' goal wasn't going to come, because if anything, they were very much the team on top, I would say, in the second half. Is that due to the fact that he's not been properly backed by the board, or is it the fact that it's just a lack of quality on the bench? It's probably a bit of both at the moment, because when you look to the bench for inspiration today, it was pretty poor. Like, you've got Rogic, who has played well, but at the same time, I don't think Rogic is that sort of impact player that when you bring him off the bench, that he'll have that sort of impact. He's sort of a guy that needs to grow in the game and find his feet. I thought Soro was really rash again. I just thought it was really, really poor, if I'm being honest. Obviously, you're throwing a young guy like Montgomery on, who don't think he'd done anything wrong, but it's just you're asking a lot of him. But no, it's very disappointing. That's now two away games in the league, and we've lost both of them. That simply can't continue again if we are to go and try and win this league back. Positives is that although we've lost the two league games, we're only 3 points behind Rangers. I know we're further behind teams like Hearts and potentially Aberdeen and Hibs if they win this afternoon. But I thought Celtic really let themselves down, Tony. I know there wasn't as many Rangers players missing as had been suggested. They were obviously missing McGregor and James Tavernier, and the manager, of course, but I thought that it was a really great opportunity for Celtic today, and they sort of blew it. Like, I know Ange in his post-match press conference with Clyde said that his need to play Christie in the middle sort of was what led to Kyogo being out left, because he didn't really have an option out there with James Forrest injured. But it's good that he's big enough to come out and admit that after the game. But I think you could see, especially in the first half, like, that Kyogo was just very ineffective out in the left, and Edward wasn't contributing too much. And I think he could have made the change earlier. It's easy to say in hindsight, but you look at the chances we got after Kyogo get moved in the middle when Edward was subbed. He hit one or two times where he split the centre halves and was put through. First one, I thought he makes the keeper make a good save. Obviously, it's the one I was speaking about where Ryan Christie decides to have a wee petulant strop, and then 2 minutes later you get the same opportunity, but that time Kyogo decides to cut it back, and I felt that was the poor option that time. And like, I don't know if Christie's reaction had any sort of effect, but I just thought it was really pathetic from him, because you only need to go back 4 weeks, and Christie himself had a similar chance at Tynecastle when Kyogo was free to back post and he decided to take a shot on, and it was saved by Craig Gordon that day. But nah, Tony, I'm very disappointed that I'm not panicking. I'm not really worrying that's the league away, but I just thought Celtic in themselves really they've played a lot better this season and against better teams like Alkmaar and Jablonec, and like the European games they've played at such a high tempo. But I don't know if it was just the accumulation of the games, the amount of games they've played in the last 4 or 5 weeks, but I just thought they pretty much let themselves down there.
I think it was a close game. I was quite happy with the first half. Obviously Edward gets a really clear chance and he misses it, which is a disappointment because you're expecting him to bury it. I thought it was a great ball for Abada through to Kyogo. The first half I thought we're playing well, we've been quite good with possession, but I think overall it was a disappointing result. Before I go into any more detail, Andy, what were you thinking about it?
Fan picked up on quite a lot there. I think that I don't know how Eddie's missed that chance, and it's something that you feel as if what could have potentially happened if he put that in. Obviously, the nick came for Kyogo out left. There was a strange performance for us today. I think there was just a lot of empty jerseys, to be honest. People not really want to take ownership. And second ball, again, countless times, just players no wanting to go for it, no wanting to make the tackles, to sort of make those necessary tackles to win you the battle in the middle of the park and win those sort of fights that ultimately win you football matches. It was, as I said, it was just a weird performance. Like Abada was really disappointed with. He just didn't go it. Felt as if he didn't really go at Barisic at all. It was tumble, was fucking shocking. Absolutely shocking. Christie just looked like Neil Lennon's Ryan Christie again. And it was just Eddie, utter shite. So many performances that were just really, really poor. And again, it was, as we already said, like we had a go at Lennon's inability to change a game for the bench, and I felt as if fans just took a bit too long to take any action, and then you're doing it when you're already 1-0 down. Like even getting a half time, a lot of people are saying put Kyogo through the middle, and obviously we came out and that hasn't what happened. And it just felt as if when they scored that there wasn't really any confidence in us getting up and getting a goal, whereas this season I think in any of the games if we conceded or even when we did concede, you felt as if we've still got a goal in us here. But I never really got that feeling phase today after they had scored. Maybe prior to that I felt as if I was just trying to convince myself that it would click into place and all we needed was a chance, but it never came. I think that some things need to change. Obviously I would assume Eddie said he's away. He looked like a guy that didn't want to get himself injured today. I mean, it seems as to be that all reports are pointing towards that new striker coming in. For me, that would have been enough not to play him and have Kyle go through the middle. I don't think we can really have him playing anywhere when he's not at that focal point in the middle of the front three or whatever it may be. That's where he's effective. It's no surprise that when he was moved into there, our first shot on target appears. Whether he made the right decision, the wrong decision, whatever, that's when that happened. And then again, he made three when he was moved into sort of that central part where Eddie was playing. The one where the keeper came out, the one where he had the shot, and then the one where he tried to cut it across the goal. Or when Kyogo was moved to be the main striker, to be the main man in the focal point. That alone tells me that that's where he should be. Like, that's when we looked at our most dangerous. Granted, the second half we didn't play as well because we weren't getting our fit in the ball as much and we just weren't really being as fluid. But I think that if he'd maybe started there, could have been a different game, especially in the first half when we dominated the ball, really. We had the vast, vast majority of it. Just weren't doing too much. I think his runs are really they're a danger for a lot of teams, but the game itself, it was Rangers for what you expect, throwing themselves down, playing for fouls, playing for corners, trying to get set pieces to put the ball in the box, and then that's when they punished us. The corner comes in, Welsh, Ralston, ball watching, fucking lost. Like, neither of them are know really what they should have been doing in that position, and Starfield was getting a hard time for it, but it wasn't his man. Ralston's got his arms up after the goal goes in and wondering what the fuck's going on. He's lost, he's completely lost. And I was saying it to you during the game, on the ball we were breaking down so much with the defence in particular, but with Ralston on the ball defensively, he was alright, but again Kent wasn't up to much and they were so focused and shutting McGregor down. I was seeing Kent in the middle of the park. It was like Ralston didn't have a lot today, but on the ball far from good enough. As like, it shows you why we've signed a new right back, so we're only going to improve in that area, which is why I'm not too concerned there. But defensively, again, it comes with a set piece. It's what they played for. They always play for that. They know we're weak in these positions, and it's just too many players caught under the ball. One of their centre halves, whatever fucking height he is, 6'5" or something, gets a run on you. He's going to put himself in a good fucking chance of scoring, and that's exactly what happened. Not good enough. Needs to improve, and hopefully it will as more bodies come in. We're only going to get stronger, is what I take for this. I'm no entirely disheartened by what I've seen today. I think there's a lot to improve on. I think that there's the makings there, a team that can win this league. I think it will be a long, hard season to do so. But I think that ultimately, once you start to get, obviously, Julian's still out injured, there's still rumours of bodies coming in. We've just signed the new boy Scales at left back, Juranovic at right back. Played left back today, looked solid enough. I was happy enough with him. Once he gets into the role in the right hand side, we're only going to improve and we will get better. Whereas I don't think the same could be said for them. I don't really see them getting out and spending much money and improving their squad. From what I've seen for the end of the game, it looked as if Barisic was pretty much saying his farewell. So I'm not entirely disheartened. I'm disappointed with the game, obviously, as we all are. Disappointed with a couple of things I've seen in the game. I thought the reaction should have been better. I thought there was a lot of performances, which I would really be questioning, even with Christie. I thought he's been really, really good this season, but the day just looked like back to the start at the old ring, Christie. So again, if there was a bid for him, I really would consider accepting it. But I'm not too alarmed, Tony. I think that with the right acquisitions and with the right, I still fully believe in Ange to be the man to do it. I think that we can still put a right good challenge in for this league and take the title, but it's a work in progress and I think we'll get there.
I think I agree with most of what you've said. I mean, I'm quite relaxed. I mean, you need to remember, this is a team we play, a team maybe that finished 25 points clear of us last season, and we're far ahead of us. I think the last time they played us, they beat us 4-1, going on whatever they wanted. I thought we missed an opportunity, though. We really could have won that game. I think Kyogo goes through, should square it, should go through again, should pass it. And, you know, it's times like that quite unlucky. And he went through three times, and obviously McCrory made a good save. And Edwards should score as well. So I guess it's on another day, but still, if your auntie boss should be your uncle. So it doesn't really go for much. Overall, I think I agree. I think we're on the same tracks. It's very easy to take things out of context. I mean, I've seen people saying, oh, you've only beat St Mirren and Dundee. But you need to remember, last season we weren't beating these teams, so we still need to be beating these teams comprehensively. And I think going forward we'll be able to do that. We need to be stronger, though. We are soft. I think at times we're soft. Callum McGregor, I just think he needs to really start standing up as a captain. I thought he could have done more to kind of calm us in the second half. He didn't start, we didn't move the ball well, and we just invited the pressure on, and they took advantage. And Celtic conceding for a set piece, it was quite similar to last season. So there's still a lot of work to be done, but I like to look at Juranovic. Obviously, he was playing out of position, but I still thought he was reasonably competent. And I think he'll go down the middle every time. I've been in the opinion to try and get Christie and Edward to sign a new deal. If they want to do that, then absolutely go ahead. But if not, I think you need to kind of be looking at what offers are coming in and make a decision, because I thought the two of them were poor the day. I thought Christie was especially poor and could have been a lot better. But no, it's a tough one to take. And obviously, we've not won a game against Rangers for 2 years in the league, and I think a lot of people were just expecting it to be the day. But you need to remember, there's still, I think somebody else says, we've been kind of building for a long period of time now, and we've been building for about 6-8 weeks. And I think in another day we win the game. But no, we're quite relaxed. I think Postecoglou's admitted he got it wrong in terms of he should have played Kyogo through the middle. I was saying that we definitely should have went for him through the middle. I think he's really dangerous, and once we moved him to the middle, he went through quite a few times. And I see our national break now. There's only 3 points between us and Rangers. We'd get the superior goal difference, I think, by 5 goals, maybe, if it's that. So aye, we go again against Ross County, and it's always going to be, they obviously have the bragging rights, they'll celebrate. We just need to take it in the chin and hopefully get them next time we play them, whether that will be the second of January at Celtic Park, or if we cross them in the cup beforehand. But no, last season when we lost the first game against them, it was panic stations and sack the manager, but that was due to the fact we had seen us go back the way for loads of games before that. This season I've seen a lot of good improvements, and I think we'll continue to make improvements. We still need players in, but whoever we bring in, we need to ensure that Kyogo's played in the middle, because that's where he's best. His movement's fantastic. I think he's wasted it wide. I think Juranovic will be the first choice right back, and I think we need another left back in, and hopefully we get that. So no, I think it's time for calm heads, but whether we'll get that or not, I don't know.
I think so, Tony. I think we've got to just have an air of calmness about us. You know, it's disappointing, we're all fucking gutted, but I think the difference is, and the main difference is, there was no, so if you go back to last season and the lining, there was no hope or confidence about that changing. But Darren, I think that Andrew's already come out and admitted, which is something you would never get from Neil Lennon, that he maybe got it wrong, but he tried to explain his rationale behind it. I think that, for me, sort of counts for a lot, whereby he's admitting the mistake, but he also seems, he's something he learned from. Like, I don't think he would make that mistake again, which is no something that I would ever have said last season.
Hopefully, Andy, but as you say, like, he needs to show that he's learnt from it. Like, he's obviously an experienced manager, I'm sure he will. As you say, he'd never have Lennon out after a game admitting that he got something wrong. Like, it's just not the way it went last season. Good to see, but just yet again, just like, we always hark back to that first press conference that Mackay and Postecoglou done. And Mackay was just so insistent that he wanted everything at Celtic to be world class, yet 3 days away from the transfer window shut, and we are fucking sitting here with nowhere near the squad we need to not even compete in Europe, just to compete for the league, because there's so many times that Ange's already had to come out and say, oh, I just don't have the players that I need to, or he's come out and said that he's not done a good job of convincing people that he needs new players. Like, and this should be a wake up call, because like that, it's already saying, oh, we'll learn from it. And as you say, nobody's panicking yet, but been up against like their third choice keeper. Like, I thought that was one of the things we're doing the other day. We should have really, I thought we, like, I know you don't want to be wasting shots, but we should, I felt we should have been really trying to test McRory early on and just gain him something to think about. Whereas I think it was 65 minutes before we had a shot on target, which was really poor from this team. And I don't know, it's just, it's all right, I'm saying that he can identify now that it was the wrong thing to play Kyogo out there and play Edward through the middle, but really, I think you could have, if he'd have changed it at half time, you couldn't have blamed him. And waiting until we were a goal behind just made it really. A real uphill task, because I actually thought the first half as well, Rangers were quite happy to let us have the ball. Like, we just didn't do much with it. I don't know. It's just, we, like, Mackay needs to just go to Celtic Park, just lock himself in his office, get on the phone to agents and whoever, like, and just get a list of players of Postecoglou that he needs. Like, I genuinely think we need about 5 signings that are just about ready to go in the first team to actually give us a squad we need, because the squad's still threadbare. Like, there's a few names on that, like, on the bench today that you're like, if you're looking at them thinking you're never going to get that sort of impact that you need off them. And because we're definitely going to lose players, it looks almost certain that Edward's going to go. If you get tested with a bid for Christie, that's up for debate as well. And even if you don't, Christie's going to walk in a free in 3 months as well. So you really need to be identifying like another sort of creative midfield player that can come in there and take his position when he goes. And like, I know there's talk that Lee Griffiths is going to Dundee as well, and I don't think there's many Celtic fans that want Lee Griffiths anywhere near the squad, but at the start of the season Ange would have like sort of put him in the bracket of strikers that he was going to use this season, so that's potentially Edward and Griffiths that you're going to lose from your striking options. And yeah, he's just been sort of bit parts off the bench so far, so it's, I know you've got the Greek boy from the Dutch league potentially coming in, but that should have been done weeks ago. Like, I know, like, transfers aren't easy, but it's like, yeah, Juranovic said in his press conference the other day that he first heard about Celtic's interest like over 3 weeks ago, so why we allow them to then go and play 2 legs in the Europa League and that? Like, we really need to just work on getting these deals done, and maybe players will become available like later on in the window and we'll get a few more in. But it's really, that's the main thing that worries me. It's no Rangers are that worry me. Is that just how pitiful Celtic have been off the park more than it?
I get that. And Tony, something Dan's picked up on was obviously the bench today and the options after. And now you're 1-0 down in a game. Listen, every one of these games is a must-win game. Every game at Celtic's a must-win game. And you've got a striker on there who you don't bring on. Now, obviously, I think there's probably some argument being made by the backroom guys at Celtic in the boardroom, but I mean, Mikey Johnston's still out injured, Karamoko Dembele's still out injured, Julian's still out injured, so we've no full strength and all the rest of it. But for me today, I reckon arguments made that Rangers had a stronger bench, Tony, and I think that in games like this, that's massive, absolutely massive. And I think it's probably embarrassing to say that, given the finances of the two teams and the strength, the position of strength that we had for so long, that they're there. And I reckon they had better options off the bench today than we did.
Of course they did. We didn't have any options off the bench, did we? Urahide, never going to play. I don't know who the sub-goalie was, never going to come on. Sorrow, not for me. I think Sorrow's just far too lackadaisical, just really stupid at times when he should be playing the ball quickly. And he makes silly fouls when you can't really afford to make them. Rogic, so-so, a Yeti, never really done much for us, has he? Montgomery, young guy who's still got a long way to go. So who did they have in the bench? Were they brought on the guy Sakala? I'm sure they had Itton and Defoe, so I'm assuming they would have had more options. So, but you talk about the hold we used to have. I mean, we surrendered that hold when we gave Neil Lennon the job on a full-time basis. That's been well documented. So it's not a case of we're playing catch-up with them. We need to, they're the team to beat, and at the minute we've not beat them. I think we're getting closer to being real contenders, and I think we will be going forward, but there's a lot of work to do. I don't think we'll bring in, I know Dan's talking about bringing in five players. I don't see why that'll happen, and if we do, it'll be just a case of why has it not been done earlier. I agree, Juranovic should have been brought in a long time ago. That's just the Celtic board. They're very slow. They don't do things at a pace they should. Well, we were underprepared for AZ Alkmaar, and we get quite lucky in the end to get through the tie, and it was credit to the manager, but he get through that tie in spite of the board. I mean, the board didn't give him what he needed to win that tie. We played well against a good side and we get through. So I think the manager, as I say, obviously deserved a bit of credit for that. We need to keep winning games in the league. I mean, when Ross County come to Park Heath in a couple of weeks, we need to just win it, get the goal difference up, and until we play them in December, you need to hope somebody else can take points off them. Dundee United have managed it so far. I don't know who their next game is. I'm assuming it must be away from home if we're at Celtic Park. So it's just, we need to keep calm and just keep winning games of football, get a run of wins together and see what it takes us. And we've obviously still got the Europa League to come as well, what I'm looking forward to. So it's never nice to lose any game, especially a game to them, but it doesn't have the same feel as previous defeats to them, where I think the whole club needs reshaped. I still think we obviously need a new board and Desmond needs to go, but that's nothing to do with this game. That's to do with kind of previous inaction and kind of inaction this summer. So no, I know Danny, he's not here, he's on the Skype, but he's quite calm as well, and he's looking forward to the rest of the season. I think he thought it was a 50-50 game and it just didn't follow away the day. So I don't really have much to add myself. I'm looking forward to the international break. We can relax. I've actually had to isolate for a period of time, so I'll know about the date. So hopefully we just get back to it and start winning games of football.
I think that's the most important thing. Like, it's shown the day for it was a 50-50 game. We didn't take a chance that we had in the first half. Again, there was probably a couple in the second half as well. They get a chance and they took it. I don't think it was really much in it. I think it really could have went either way. I don't really think anybody would disagree with that. And it shows that if we keep improving, Ange gets more time with the team. He's only had them for about 8 weeks or so. He gets more time with the team. Couple more signings come in. Couple guys, your Julians, Johnstons, come back for injury. I think we're only going to get better, Dan. But aside for that, anything else you want to add on the game or on the future at all?
Nah, like I say, I'm not panicking, but I think a lot of people saying, oh, it's not a disaster. Like, end of the day, that's new. Going to be over 2 years since we've beaten them in the league, which to me is a disaster. And I personally hope we do get them in the cup. I don't care if it's like semi-final, final, whenever. Like, I want to play them and set the record straight before we play them again in the league. And that's about it for me, Andy. I just like to remind people that we will be live on Twitter as far as unless Celtic Celtic probably released a statement at 9 in the morning on Tuesday saying there's no business getting done. But we will be live on Twitter on Tuesday night for the transfer deadline day. Hopefully Celtic will get a few more bits of business in, possibly it as well. But it's going to be a long season, I think, Andy.
I think so. I think there'll be a lot of twists and turns to come. Again, hopefully the manager's backed and the board put their money where their mouth is and see us through with a couple of signings. And as you say, we'll be live to hopefully say, like, pulling something out of the bag on deadline day, which isn't a disappointment. But Tony, what about yourself? Went to add?
No, I think we'll see how it goes from here on in. Hopefully get a few more bodies in the door, and if anybody's wanting to leave, hopefully they go. And if anybody's wanting to sign a new contract, hopefully we get that done. And then we'll see on Tuesday what the squad's going to look like going forward. I think most people should relax and we'll see how it goes.
And what about if anybody's looking after some male grooming equipment, Tony? Where should they go?
Manscaped.com, using the code TRIM4TIMS, and that's using the number 4. So if you want to shave your buzz to make yourself feel better, then that's what you do.
And also, we are available now on just about every podcasting platform that we can possibly think of. And of course, all episodes are available on YouTube as well. So please be sure to leave a like and a subscribe on the 4TIMS podcast YouTube channel. But cheers.